Raymond Gary began his governorship in 1955.
Raymond Gary was a good friend of my boss's, the Phillips brothers, and I met him a time or two through them, although I had no reason to try to cover him on a regular basis. I worked at Seminole at that time in Paul's Valley. But he saved this state from really possibly a tragic reaction to the Brown versus Board school decision in 1954, because he went around and convinced people that the state of Oklahoma was going to obey this court order and had to obey it, that we were not lawless. He convinced business interests and others and politicians that we had to do that, and we did, while the state of Arkansas eventually got in convulsions over it, and some of the other southern states. We coasted through and got through it, thanks to Raymond Gary.
Shortly after he was inaugurated, he gave this extemporaneous speech, believed to be one of the best speeches ever delivered before the legislature, and he focused on his intent to integrate our state schools, promote industry, and build roads. That's when he introduced his Better Schools Amendment, aimed at destroying Oklahoma's constitutionality, segregated schools.
Yeah.
And that's what you were talking about.
Yeah. The amendment, by the way, does not just say we're going to integrate schools. I can't remember the exact wording, but it looks like it's just changing the bookkeeping. But what it does, it takes out all the language calling for separate funding of schools.
It's hard for us to believe that the state and other southern states had separate funding for blacks, separate funding for whites, and obviously more money was spent on white school districts than the blacks. So largely because of him, that ended that separate funding, and districts would be forced to integrate voluntarily, resulting in larger schools with better standards. Many of us, I think, don't realize Raymond Gary actually started that for us here in this state. Isn't that true?
Yeah. I think he deserves more recognition than he's had.
Then he had to go out and campaign to the state, and the voters overwhelmingly voted yes.
Compare all that to what happened in some of those southern states.
We became the only southern state voluntarily to begin to end segregation.
Right.
We were a leader in it.
Yeah.
And then he abolished separate bathrooms and fountains at state buildings, and he ended segregation in the National Guard and Crime Bureau. Mm-hmm. All came from Raymond Gary.
Mm-hmm.